Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to be with me. Brothers and sisters, I just give you a hug in Jesus' name. Praise God. I love being together with you as we share the good things of the Lord. And on yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at the word of the Lord found in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, which is perhaps familiar to you as his vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. And we want to look very carefully and closely at each of those verses to find out what God has to say to us. Because while they refer to literal, physical Israel, there also is significance for us because we're spiritual Israel. God has joined Jew and Greek and Gentile together. Those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ have been repented of their sins and have been baptized in the body of Christ are part of his body. We are one family. And so the promises that are given in the word of the Lord, not that were given to Israel, also relate to us because that was the very word of the Lord through our father Abraham. He said, "In thee shall all the nations of the world be blessed." So what do we see? That we see that Ezekiel had a vision, the power of the Lord was upon him, and he saw a very desperate situation. There were a valley of dry bones. There were very many of them. They were very dry. It was a picture of utter desolation, a picture of a wrecked and ruined people. And I would suggest to you, there are many today in the church that feel like that. And we have yet to become, we're in the process. God is raising up a glorious church, a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And yet, before we can get to that place, God has to resurrect some of us. The church as a whole is not moving in the power and authority and anointing that God has given, as is described in the Word of God. And so this is a work of God's Spirit, first of all, that we have to be in the Spirit. That's how the vision came. He was literally physically taken in the Spirit. But beloved, while we may not have a supernatural experience in terms of being taken out in the Spirit or having a literal visitation from Jesus, yet we have to be in the Spirit to see, apprehend things, spiritual conditions as they really are. That's where true revelation and true revival begins. And we need to see things as they really are. This is what Ezekiel saw. He saw Israel as a valley of dry bones. There were very many of them through self-dependence, through worldliness, through pride. Many in the church today are just as dry bones. They've been dead for such a long time that the natural process of decomposition occurs. And it speaks of an open valley. That refers to a low place spiritually. You know, I shared on a recent broadcast about a survey that had been taken, someone had given it to me, that had been done a few years back about the fact that many Christians, after they receive the Lord, they're filled with zeal and excitement for a time, but as the years pass, as time goes on, through battles, through problems, there becomes a despondency, there becomes a disillusionment, and many feel stagnated. They're disillusioned and dissatisfied for where they're at spiritually. And beloved, this vision of dry bones is a picture of where many of God's people find themselves today. You might feel like that. You might feel that it's all over. You know, you've done the very best you can, and and things have happened that you never anticipated, expected would occur, and you've just been devastated. Your heart's been broken. You feel your spirit's broken. You're carrying on. You try to put on a brave, courageous smile, but inside you're really hurting, that you just don't feel any spiritual life in you. Well, that open valley is a low place spiritually, and we don't want to stay there. Blessed is the man that goes through the valley. That's what the psalmist said. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7:13, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. We don't want to be fearful and unbelieving. Amen. We don't want our place or our portion in the lake of fire. No, no. We want to be obedient to the Lord. We want to be doing what he has called us to do. And we want to live. Jesus said that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Well, if spiritually you feel like you're just a heap of dry bones, like a skeleton laying there, that those rivers sure can't be flowing. So what happens? In verse 3, let's take a look at what God says. And he, that's the Lord, said unto me, that's Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Well, that was a very circumspect answer that Ezekiel the prophet gave to the Lord, because in the natural, you'd want to say, I don't think so. No way. There's no way. They're dead. They're not just, you know, recently died. It's been so long. The flesh has dropped off the bones, and now they're nothing but disjointed, very dry bones. And so he answers very wisely. He said, well, perhaps, who knows, when he was looking, he was saying, I don't think in the natural there's not a way, but, O Lord God, thou knowest. And isn't that how we should respond to the Lord? God knows. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? What impossibilities are you facing in your life right now? Is that too hard for God? And you might say, well, if God's going to do something, he better do it now. I'm just about, you know, taking my last breath. I'm about ready to go down for the last time. Well, you just hold on. God wanted you to be encouraged. That's why you're listening today. Praise God. Sometimes we've always felt like that. We're going down for the last time. But you know, the floods may come, the fire. You may feel like you're in the middle of the fire, but the word says the flame will not kindle upon you. Hallelujah. And he'll go through fire and flood with you. Praise God. So he asked this testing question. And this question hits home to those who've had their spiritual eyes open to see the desperate needs, not only in their own lives, but in the lives of those around them. When you really will be in the Spirit, you can see how you are. You see, it doesn't really matter. The outward man, the things that we do to keep busy, we try our best. And today's lives are filled with so much stress and so much activity and so much hurrying to and fro, an increase of knowledge. Isn't that just what the word says? Well, beloved, we're living in a very highly technological age. There's continued improvements, there's continued breakthroughs. Technology is just in many respects ruling people's lives, and it can have a negative effect. Beloved, in fact, I've been talking to some saints recently, and it can become obsessive. I mean, if you do emails and the internet, there's something about it can just consume you. Well, God, these are wonderful tools. In fact, I was talking to a sister yesterday. Her husband, or not her husband, her father was a preacher back in the 70s. And in those early days, actually, even those few decades before, I think it was in the 50s, when did television first make its appearance? And there was grave concern what television was going to do to, a committed Christian, you know, not only the negative influences, but there's people get addicted to television, especially series. You know, they've got to watch, they can't go anywhere on a certain night because they have to see what's going to happen in the next episode. Well, beloved, it's so easy to get ensnared. In fact, I heard this sister was saying there was a Reader's Digest poll, and some mother said they were going to have no technology for a whole month, and no cell phones, no Blackberries or whatever, all the stuff that they've got. And it was hard for the children, and it was hard for her. And yet they found, as those withdrawal symptoms lessened, that they really began to enjoy life. Well, what am I saying? I'm saying not that we too are to dispense with technology today. It's as a tremendous tool, and yet we have to manage it. We control it and not let it control us. I know I'm speaking to someone today. Praise God. I think you can relate, perhaps. But anyway, we have to see where our true condition is. Remember the Laodicean church? They were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. That's how they saw themselves. They saw themselves as blessed, as just doing really good. But the Lord said, don't you know you're blind, you're wretched, you're naked, you're miserable? And only if you're in the Spirit, only if you're willing to take your eyes off of the stuff going on in this world and turn your eyes upon Jesus, are you going to see what your true condition is. And beloved, unless you're walking in joy and peace and in righteousness, you're not walking in the kingdom of God. I'm not saying you're not saved, but this, you know, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I had a friend years ago, a dear sister, who Sister Billy, and she just said, you know, that was her guideline. But what if anything was start to rob her of her peace and joy? She said, no. She wouldn't put up with that. She would just, you know, deal with it, get away from it, do whatever necessary, but she wasn't going to lose her joy and peace. And beloved, it seems like we're not getting very far in Ezekiel, but I just want you to see and hear how important it is for us to really get a true picture of where we are before the Lord. And we can only do that as we disconnect ourselves from the distractions. I'm not saying exit out of the world. We can't do that. But have time with just you and the Lord where you can find out what His priorities are. And don't let the things of life rule you. Don't let your emails and your internet and even your schedule. You know, sometimes we get so busy, even with good things. God does not want us careful and troubled about many things. Remember Mary and Martha. Mary chose the better part. I cannot believe the time has just flown on this broadcast. Well, I pray you'll be able to be with me tomorrow. We'll just continue on. I love you. And in a moment, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I'm so grateful for those who have a vision from the Lord to continue to financially support this ministry and also prayerfully, because of the vision they share of the unveiled Christ, we're able to continue on this station. We've done this daily radio since 1965, when my husband, the founder of this ministry, started the ministry. So God bless you. I love you. And keep praising God. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.